What's up, everyone? Eddie Mercado here with BloodyElbow.com, and I'm about to speak with Jim the Beast Ehlers ahead of his UFC on Fox 20 bout against Jason the Kid Knight. Ehlers is 13-2 overall and 1-1-1 inside of the UFC. So this will be his fourth bout, and he is looking to kind of make a name for himself in the featherweight division. So let's give him a call and find out what he's been doing since his last bout and how his training preparation is going for this fight.
Hello?
Mr. Ehlers.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Eddie Mercado here with Bloody Elbow. How you doing?
I'm good. How's everything?
Everything's good, man. Everything is good. You got a big old fight on your hands coming up. Your fourth bout inside of the UFC. You're 13-2 as of right now, and looking to wreak havoc on the featherweight division. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with me.
For sure.
Now, let's kind of dive right in and kind of talk about how you even came to be inside of the UFC. You know, how was it when you got your call to the big show?
Man, it was good. It was like, you know, I felt that, you know, I put in the work, and you know, I saw other guys in there with, you know, worse records, and you know, I think I was 12-1 when I got into UFC with 11 finishes. So I mean, I just didn't understand. I think at that time I was actually going to be like, you know what, forget this. Let me go on to something else.
Really?
And you know, fate just happened, and you know, I got the phone call, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Okay. Now, of course, this is going to be your fourth fight in the UFC. Are you still on your initial contract, or have you already signed a new deal?
Nope. This is, you know, the last fight of the contract, so this is an essential win that I need to get. So.
Okay. Would you say it's a must win?
This is a must win, I believe. You know, I won one, I lost one, and I had no contest, you know, so.
Okay.
I think it's definitely a must win.
Okay. Now, you're lost now with Chaz Skelly. I mean, there's a little bit of controversy surrounding that bout. It ended in the last second of the second round, and you know, Skelly, he was tagging you, and you know, he was setting up for a knee, which you were savvy of, and you did the smart thing by putting your hand down to let, you know, everyone know you were down. But I guess he didn't see it, and he landed that knee, and the ref kind of called it off the second, you know, like 1 second before the round expired. So can you kind of like bring us back to that moment and like kind of what was going through your head in the last moments of that second round?
You know, of course I don't like to dwell on the past, but you know, I think the referee kind of messed up there. He kind of didn't know what to do. I kind of felt like, he definitely should have gave me time. It was the end of a round, and I could have kept going for sure. But you know, I tried to argue it, I didn't hear anything back. But not only was my hand on the ground, but my knee was on the ground before I was kneed, and the referee didn't even come close to stepping in till after the knee. So obviously, you know, it was an illegal knee. But whatever, you know, I felt like I won the first round too on that fight, and things happen, but you know, now I learned from it. I changed camp, and I felt way better the fight after that. So
okay, and you did try to appeal it.
I tried to appeal it, and nothing happened.
Okay, now is that something you would like back? Would you like that fight again, or is it just over with and done with, and it's in the past?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, later on in the road, if we're both fighting for, you know, championship, to be, you know, to be ranked fighters and stuff, then yeah, but right now, you know, I just want to keep moving up, keep fighting people who, you know, are going to get me higher and higher to where I need to be.
Okay, and we definitely saw that in your last bout with Cole Miller. I mean, he's definitely a huge name. Now, you said you switched up camps after the Skelly fight, so your new camp was with Miller for the Miller fight?
Right, yeah, so I was actually training at ATT same camp as Cole Miller before that. And, I, you know, there's just too many fighters there. I actually didn't even have any of the coaches corner me for the Skelly fight, you know. So right then and there, I knew it was, you know, it was time to change it up. And I went down to MMA Masters with Ricardo Lamas is down there, you know, Josh Sand and the other team in the UFC is there. And, you know, smaller team, but still big names and just a lot of hard workers, a lot of different organizations in there, WSOF guys, Bellator guys. And, you know, just had more time with the coaches there, got to improve my game. And I believe that I showed it in the Colmiller fight. You know, my style was completely different. Head movement was way better, threw more kicks than I've ever thrown in any of my fights all in one fight. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an exciting fight. You know, I'm saddened that it ended early with an unfortunate eye poke. Of course, accidental. The bout was halted and declared a no contest. But, I mean, you guys were going after it, and it seemed like you guys were kind of just settling in. Can you kind of, like, bring us back to that moment? And what was going through your head when you realized that, hey, this fight's done. It's over.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the whole game plan was to just kind of break him down since he's obviously way taller than me. And it was just leg kick, you know, leg kicks, break him down. And then the second round, the plan was to halfway through take him down. And I believe that I have better jiu-jitsu than Cole. So, you know, the plan was to go in there, take him down, and then finish the fight there. But, you know, about a minute in, I threw a leg kick, and Cole kind of fell into me, put my hand out to block, and I felt my finger go deep into his eye. So right then, I knew something was wrong, but I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was. And when they called the fight, I was just, you know, just so much emotion. I was mad. Of course, you know, I wanted to keep fighting. You know, nobody wants a fight to end that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's definitely tough. Was there any talks of a rematch between the two of you?
I mean, I pushed for it. I was ready to fight again, you know, ASAP. But, you know, for some reason, it's just a fight I didn't want to put up. And, like I said, I just, you know, whatever, I move on, just keep getting better. Okay. And, I mean, we'll see one day. I mean, I don't know what's up with his career now, but you know, my plan is to stay in the UFC and keep going.
Okay. Now, your last fight against Cole was back in December. Now, what have you been doing since then? Kind of keeping yourself busy, been in the gym, staying ready, staying training, or what have you been doing exactly?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I walked out of that fight completely, you know, I got a couple of stitches on my head, but, you know, 2 weeks after that, I was healed and ready to go. And, you know, I just was trying to fight anybody. I was trying to get in any card. I was running to Shelby over and over again, put me in this card. And it just wasn't happening. I mean, the featherweight division is the biggest division, you know, and it kind of was on hold, you know, with Conor doing his things and interim titles and this and that. So, you know, a lot of fights just weren't happening in the featherweight division, I felt like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are kind of your thoughts on that in and of itself, like the belt kind of being tied up, and then you got Jose Aldo taking on Frankie Edgar for like an interim title, but like the champion's still fighting. What's your kind of thoughts on just the whole?
I think it's bullshit, to be honest. You know, if you know anything about my career, Conor, and I had some history back in the past before UFC, and this guy's never defended any of the titles he's ever won. You know, he's won back in the day at Cage Warriors, the 45, the 55 title, never defended them. Now he's in the UFC, won the winter title, and it's already at his second fight after, and still hasn't defended it. You know, I don't think that's right. You know, there's so many guys who put in work, and, you know, work hard all the time, and, you know, these guys deserve title shot, deserve to fight for the title, and to move up in the rankings, and because he wants to do whatever he wants to do, then, you know, everyone else has to just suffer and wait.
Okay, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Now, do you have a prediction for the Aldo-Edgar fight?
Man, I'm an Edgar fan for a long time. You know, that's the Rocky of MMA.
Yes. So,
you know, I would really like for him to go out there and get this win finally. If it does happen, you know, I'm definitely thinking Edgar by decision. You know, Aldo just doesn't, you know, towards those later rounds lately, since this end of his career, I feel like he's been slowing down third, fourth, fifth round. So, you know, hopefully that's what happens.
Okay. It's definitely going to be exciting. I know that. I don't think I've ever seen either of those guys in a boring fight. So it's definitely going to be fireworks. Now, you know, training for this fight, you know, you got Jason Knight, who is a product of Alan Belcher. He's pretty damn crafty. You know, what exactly do you know about him? Have you studied film on him? Have you come up with a game plan for him? I mean, are you ready for this?
Yeah, of course. You know, he has 9 submissions, you know, same as I do. So it's a good matchup. Just, I just think he's kind of like a one-trick pony. He accepts the takedown. He works with that rubber guard. And, I mean, he does. He catches a lot of people. He's caught some pretty good people and stuff. But I think my jiu-jitsu is just at another level. You know, I don't think that rubber guard game is going to work with me. And if that's what he's relying on, he's going to have a really, really hard night. So hopefully he comes out with something else there. Otherwise, I'm definitely coming out with the W, no questions asked.
Okay. You got a specific prediction, how you see the fight ending?
Especially, I'm not afraid of going down to the ground with him, so I definitely see me getting the W with the submission. You know, I got to get back into, you know, what got me into UFC. You know, like I said, I have 9 submissions, and I feel like me being a finisher is what got me into the UFC, and my jiu-jitsu is the main aspect of that.
Okay. Now, about your jiu-jitsu, it's definitely your bread and butter. Now, I mean, how would your jiu-jitsu stack up with the rest of the division? I mean, would you put yourself at the top?
I'm definitely up there, you know. Like, I've competed all over the world. You know, Abu Dhabi, California, the world. I've competed amongst the best. I've trained with the best. And, you know, I kind of swayed away from it a little bit when I got into the UFC because, you know, everyone wants to see someone stand and bang. And, you know, that's what they want to see. That's what they want to see. The most $6,000 bonuses, you know. I mean, they took away submission of the night. You know, so.
Yeah. But there's still performance of the night.
Yeah, there is. And so that's how I'm going to win. You know, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to show that jiu-jitsu is still a big aspect of MMA. And it's still dominant. And I'm going to go out there and show him that, you know, real jiu-jitsu, not this rubber guard stuff that he's doing. I'm going to break right through that and get my submission.
Okay. I dig it, man. I'm excited for it. It's definitely going to be a good bout. I like when high-level grapplers go at it. You know, sometimes we'll see them kind of shy away from it. Like, they respect each other's ground game a little too much. So the fight will take place, you know, outside of their specialties. And the same for strikers. You see two great strikers. Sometimes it turns into, like, a clinch battle. So,
right.
I mean, I would love to see you two guys definitely go at it on the ground. Yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting. July 23rd, UFC on Fox 20. Now, with a win over Jason Knight, I assume you will be re-signing with the UFC. And what would be next, opponent-wise, after Knight for you?
Yeah, for sure. That's the plan. You know, like I said, the goal in life was never just to be in the UFC. It's to be successful in the UFC. And, you know, a win over here would put me, I think, 2-1 UFC. And I just, you know, want to keep moving up. So whoever they throw at me, no big deal. I'm just going to go and take care of them and keep moving up. So that's really the plan. I have nobody in mind that I'm like, oh, man, I really want to fight this person. But I just want to get in there and fight. I would love to fight way more than once a year, once or twice a year. You know, I'm not used to that. So okay. If I can get in there 3-4 times a year, that would be beautiful.
Now, what do you think it takes to get that kind of consistency? I mean, we see certain guys like it, like a Neil Magny, Cowboy Cerrone. I mean, these guys are always in the cage. Like, how do they always get fights like that? And you got other guys who kind of struggle to get a fight.
I think you guys got to go in there and, you know, not only just put on a show, but get the finishes, you know. Everyone wants to see finishes. Nobody wants to see decisions. And if it's a decision, you got to go out there and put on a great show, total dominance. You know, you can't go out there squeaking by wins and expect to fight again ASAP. So, like I said, I need to go out there, I need to finish this fight. And then I need to pretty much go to Sean Shelby's office and not leave until he books me another fight for this year.
Hey, man, I dig it. I definitely dig your moxie, for sure. So let me ask you about your weight for this. I mean, are you happy with fighting in the featherweight division? Are you happy with the new earlier weigh-ins?
Yeah, that helps out a lot. You know, it's the weighting game, I feel like, that kills you sometimes because I've always been a stickler for making weight. I've never missed weight in my whole career. I wrestled at 145 in high school, even, you know, and so I've been at this weight a long time. I put it down to a science. I know how to make it. And weighing in earlier is just great, so that your body's just not sitting around at this unnatural weight class for yourself, you know. And you know, it gives us more time to hydrate and get ready to put on a performance for the next night. So I'm very happy with it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I definitely like it, and I like that we're starting to see guys kind of move up in weight class also. You know, they're kind of starting to even out and kind of find where they belong.
But especially with them taking out the IV, you know, lucky for me, you know, I've never used IV. I'm kind of scared of needles, even though I have tattoos. It's weird, but, you know, so it worked out for me. So, you know, I'm not missing out on anything. But, yeah, when I took away those IVs, you know, you saw a lot of people moving to 55, to 70. So, I think, yeah, it's going to change the game up a little bit. And we'll see. You know, I'm getting older. I feel like every fight, I'm, you know, a little bit heavier than the last one. So, we'll see what happens in the future. Okay. You know, Poirier moved up, and he's having great success at 55. So,
who's that?
Poirier.
Oh, Dustin Poirier. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love good guy right there, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge Poirier fan, absolutely. Did you train with him down in Top Team when you were out there?
Yeah, I got to train with him. You know, those got things to say about him, man. He's a great guy.
Okay. Did you ever get to train with Kimbo, the late Kimbo Slice?
No, I wish. You know, I didn't get to. I was actually a fan of his in high school. That's kind of, I don't want to say that's why I got into fighting, but, you know, I used to watch his backyard fighting, and of course, you know, I wanted to do the same thing. So me and my friends do the same thing in backyards, you know, fighting amongst friends and shaking hands after. And,
yeah,
you know, that was kind of like my first MMA fights back then. And, you know, I met him a few times at ATT. Such a good guy, nice guy, man. I can't say anything bad about him for sure either. He was always humble and willing to take pictures with everybody. Good guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely great for the sport, and he definitely brought something that, you know, we don't see from anybody else, and he'll be missed for sure. But Jim Ehlers, thank you so much for taking out the time. I know you're busy. I know you got a big fight coming up, July 23rd, UFC on Fox 20, taking on Jason Knight. Best of luck to you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Stay in touch.
All right, for sure. Yeah.
So there you go, fight fans. Jim the Beast Ehlers getting ready to take on Jason Knight at UFC on Fox 20 on July 23rd, 2016. Go check it out. It's going to be on Fox. I believe his particular fight will be on the exclusive UFC Fight Pass prelims. So, yeah, go check him out. He's got a mean grappling game, and the guy he's taking on, Jason the Kid Knight, is no slouch on the ground either. So, go check it out. Until then, go ahead and read Bloody Elbow. You can tune in for all event coverage, results, highlights. Follow me on Twitter at TheEddieMercado. And go be a good person.